The year was 1915, and a handful of popular professors were about to lose their jobs at the University of Utah for what the school's president, Joseph Kingsbury, called the good of the university. Charles Wilbert Snow, an English professor, was one of the teachers slated for dismissal. According to President Kingsbury, Snow was a dangerous radical who was unwilling to stop encouraging religious and political discussions in his classes. By February, Snow had been fired along with three of his colleagues. A second purge, nearly a week later, included George Marshall, the chair of the English department. What possessed Kingsbury to make such a drastic move? First, many people were deeply concerned about the effect supposed radicals were having on the country. A few years after the mass firings at the U, following the U.S. entry into World War I, political leaders seized on the hot-button issue and okayed a series of raids designed to round up and deport leftists. It seems Kingsbury was intensely concerned about what people would think if he let supposed radicals like Snow and Marshall continue teaching at the university. But he seemed to go a step further, believing that a well-organized, underground radical network was actually operating on campus. 14 faculty members resigned in protest, and one of the university's most promising students, Bernard DeVoto, left in disgust for Harvard. DeVoto would later become an influential literary critic and historian. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org.